you could sell horses in Alabama, Texas, anywhere. So his business got so big, he began to get all these fishermen, what few fishermen lived in around there, is to find all his horses. He owned that whole lot there on that, corner there. He had a home there. So business got so big, so he's got his brother-in-law. How did you go in with
him? Yeah.
So Lopez and Duque, they've started a big factory, they've started a factory in the Point Cat. Well, the business got so big, see, Lad Lopez and Albert Duque were brother-in-laws. So, business got so big, so there's some, Fouchette Dumbo was some kind of camp, so they got him with them. So, this, till the day, till the last part, they used to call that the DL&D. DL&D, that's Duque, Lopez, and Dumbo. They didn't know, the fishermen didn't know nothing to place the name of that paper, DL&D. I just shrimp for it. And I got big enough. Well, that's how they started in business.
Yeah.
So, Lopez got pretty wealthy, boy. He built a big, fine home there in that empty lot there. So, he got pretty wealthy. So, we got kind of in age. So, he talked to take a trip to Rome, where he come from. France, Rome.
Yeah.
He died there. So, he brought his body back here. I was going to sister school. Right off across from the school, the Catholic school, right back in the old church, you know.
Yeah.
So the sister, the teacher says to me, the room house cool to see this afternoon. He says, I want all the, I brought Mr. Lopez's body back. He was a big shot for brother then.
Yeah.
So Jordan, go see him. We'll bury him tomorrow. So, some of the kids went, I didn't stop there to see him. I won't come on home. I never heard before. I was about the third, fourth grade,
Yeah.
So, Pat Borthes and I went pumped the organ for him when they had the funeral at the big church. They don't have no electricity there. They had a box with the organ and a big long handle. Pump the organ, you know. So, we used to pump that organ in the week for weddings and stuff. Pat Borthes and I was two biggest boys, two in a room, weddings. But we wouldn't pump it on Sunday because there was an old nigger named by the end of the organ. Pump that organ.
Yeah. Now, Mr. You said you was born in Ocean Springs? Okay. And when did you move to Biloxi? When did you move to Biloxi?
Well, that's what they're about. Let me see. I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
I was born in 1891.
Uh-huh.
This year, I could figure that out.
Yeah.